The Osgood File, sponsored by Insure.com. Call 1-800-323-4178 or visit Insure.com. And by Welch's 100% Grape Juice. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We knew teenagers were drinking, but almost half of them, and most of those were binge drinkers. Where on earth would they get that idea? More after this from Charlie. A new government study finds that nearly half of all U.S. high school students admit to recently drinking alcohol illegally, and most of them were binge drinkers. To that point of past gone. That's from CBS News correspondent Sharon Alfonsi's interview with Corin Zalkus, who started at age 14 with sips of Southern Comfort. Now, if the kids binged and then went straight upstairs to bed alone, that'd be one thing, but apparently they don't. Instead, they're more likely to have sex, fight, smoke, or, quote, use drugs. Now, the CDC's alcohol team concludes, after all this, that it's time to enforce the minimum legal drinking age and reduce alcohol marketing to our youth. I know you can't expect every study to break new ground, but haven't we supposedly been doing that for at least 20 years now? Every beer ad tells our youth to drink responsibly, followed by a spot for a male erection drug, which always features a very mature couple about to have sex responsibly. You see, what more can we possibly do as a society? I looked up the figures on the alcohol ads, and all I can think is that these binge-drinking teenagers aren't spending enough time watching TV, because if they did, they would see some of the 290,000 alcoholic beverage ads broadcast each year, implying very strongly that they should drink responsibly. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, January 3rd, 2007.